MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Joining now with Petri Radenhurst from Herenia Capital Advisors. Petri, appreciate the early morning. Copper, or Dr. Copper, as they often like to call it for all sorts of reasons. I mean, it's a wild stock. I'm looking at a 20-year chart. I mean, in 2008, it rallied from, went up sort of 3x. It is going strong again. It's trading at all-time highs. We can either look at the price per pound or per ton, but they both come to the same place. How do we, as South Africans sitting here, get some exposure to copper? You're always the one who manages to find us weird and wonderful stocks and ETFs.
Good morning, Simon. Thank you for chatting to me, or for having me. So yeah, copper trading at all-time highs. I think just a brief little bit of history. We saw in recent times that the London Metals Exchange banned all sort of metals from Russia from trading on their exchange. And what do you know? Prices of metals go up, right? So it's amazing what happens when a large portion of supply in the market is not allowed to come to market, and suddenly prices adjust, right? So I think that's, you know, part of the reason why we're seeing copper prices essentially at the highs. So how do we as South Africans get exposure to that? I think it's important to start off with saying, don't chase prices that have run up the page, right? It's already run extremely hard. You know, maybe there's a bit more, you know, VUMA in it. Maybe it keeps going a little bit, but it's very likely that there might be a bit of a breather at some point, and that would be your opportunity then to buy. I think our view at Herenia has been one that is quite bullish commodities in general for the last while. So we would be encouraging of copper exposure, but we want to just warn, trade with caution. Don't necessarily just chase after it. Wait for a decent opportunity to get into essentially the commodity. How do you get access to it? Well, locally you can buy the Anglos and the Billitons. These are good diversified miners that will give you exposure to it. Billiton particularly. Anglo also is a very good favorite, I suppose. Anglos is a bit of a challenge now. Is it going to be bought out? Is it not? Is there more upside to be had? Is there not? So it's a bit of a challenging one. So Billiton is probably the safer bet between those two. In the offshore world, you have three options that we would recommend. Well, one that we prefer. So full disclosure, we do hold this for managed clients, which is the Global X Copper Miners ETF, also COPX, C-O-P-X, listed on a New York Stock Exchange. It's an ETF of about $1.5 billion worth of assets invested in it. And it's essentially a global copper miners ETF. So that's our preferred one. If you want, and again, that's exposure to the mining industry, the copper miners, right?
Yeah.
So COPX. If you want exposure to just the copper price or the futures copper price, you know, copper futures price, you've got two options. The United States Copper Index ETF, or the iPath Series Bloomberg Copper Sub-Index Total Return ETN. These are super long names. but essentially, the iPath Bloomberg Copper Total Return Index, or the United States Copper Index. So the tickers for those, both listed in New York, is CPER, which is the United States Copper Index, or JJC, which is the Bloomberg Copper Sub-Index Total Return. So JJC, that second one. And they're quite small compared to the first. It's $137 million and $37 million, respectively. So our preference at this stage is, as mentioned, COPX, the Global X Copper Miners ETF, at $1.5 billion under management. And that backs essentially copper mining companies throughout the world.
I take your point, and to your the names are absolute mouthfuls. I take your point around, let's be careful here. Don't chase things that are hearing off into the stratosphere. 100% on that. But second to that, ETFs strike me as perhaps an easier way to do it. I mean, notwithstanding there's Anglo, there's even that Copper 360 locally. I just like more idea around a particular basket. I mean, take Anglo, sure, they got a lot of copper in there, but they've also got all the other bits and pieces as well. Some of it PGMs, which are flying this morning, but could suddenly stop.
Yeah, so the ETF is a much, I want to say, well, it's simultaneously more focused on the individual commodity that you want to be invested in, while it is also more diversified than just having Anglo's exposure or just having Copper 360 exposure, right? You could do a mixture of mining companies yourself. You know, another great option is a company called Freeport McMoRan, which is also listed in the offshore world. Freeport McMoRan is like the world's biggest copper miner, right? They're a wonderful point of exposure if you want exposure to, you know, a concentrated bet, if you will. But if you do want a bit more of a diversified, you know, lower risk type access point into it, the ETF, I think, is a great way of doing it, which is why we hold that ETF.
Yeah, no, agreed on that. And it gives you a little more breadth. We'll leave it there. Petri Oudenhout, Serenia Capital Advisors, always coming to help us with the weird and wonderfuls. And this time it is copper. Appreciate the time this morning. And that's our poll today, LinkedIn and Twitter. It is trading at all-time highs. There is some caution there. But do you have copper exposure? Perhaps you're already in. Perhaps you've missed the bus. Perhaps you're going to get a second chance as it pulls back. Have your vote. Have your say. LinkedIn and Twitter. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.